The Legend of King Arthur.
Part 1. The Swords of King Arthur. In the old world, when England was a wild and dark place, adventure and danger, good magic and evil spells were waiting everywhere. On the day Prince Arthur was born, his father, the good King Pendragon, laid the baby in the arms of Merlin the Magician and said, "My son and I have many dangerous enemies. Take him and hide him in the home of a good knight who will love him and bring him up to be a good and honorable man. And when he's old enough, Merlin, please help him to take his rightful place as king." And so Arthur grew up in the home of Sir Hector and never knew he was a prince. Part 2. 16 years passed, and the old king died. Then one day, in the shadow of Canterbury Cathedral, there appeared a massive marble stone. No one knew who had brought it there. Through the stone was a sword, sunk as deep as if a giant had driven it in. And round the base were the words, "Whosoever draws this sword is the true king of England." Everyone tried, but the strongest man in the land could not so much as move the sword. Arthur, who was only 16, laid his hands on the hilt and drew out the blade as if it were a knife wedged in butter. Part 3. Only then did Merlin show himself to Arthur and to the astonished crowds. "Take the throne, Arthur, and rule wisely and well." "But Merlin, sir, I'm only a boy. How can I be King of England?" begged Arthur. "You are Prince Arthur, son of Pendragon, and it is written in the stars that you will be the greatest king of all." As soon as Arthur had been crowned, Merlin's magic and wisdom protected him. The ageless magician taught the boy the language of the animals, the healing power of herbs, and the skills of battle. The people began to say, "Arthur may be only 16, but he's a good king, the best we remember, the best England has ever had."